light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Kate Moore, acclaimed for bringing unseen women of history to vivid life, turns her lens to Elizabeth Packard in The Woman They Could Not Silence. Set in the charged atmosphere of the American Civil War era, this gripping narrative follows a minister's wife who is forcibly confined to an insane asylum by her husband for the crime of thinking for herself. Through meticulous research and propulsive storytelling, Moore reconstructs Packard's harrowing confinement, her defiant pursuit of justice, and the reforms she sparked that reshaped laws governing mental health and women's rights. More than a biography, the book exposes how medical authority and marital power conspired to silence dissent, while celebrating the courage of a woman who refused to be erased. Moore's novelistic pacing, rich archival detail, and moral clarity transform a 19th-century legal battle into a timeless meditation on voice, autonomy, and the peril of labeling inconvenient women as mad. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, patriarchal power and the legal cage. At the heart of Elizabeth Packard's ordeal is a legal structure that fused marital dominance with civic disenfranchisement. Under coverture and permissive commitment laws, a husband could declare his wife insane and consign her to an asylum with little oversight. Moore traces how Elizabeth's theological disagreements with her minister husband became grounds for institutionalization, illustrating how dissent was recast as pathology. The Civil War backdrop amplifies the contradiction: a nation fighting for freedom, while domestic law curtailed women's most basic liberties. Moore situates Packard's case within a broader culture that prized female obedience and pathologized intellect, ambition, or religious independence in women. By illuminating the statutes and customs that enabled extrajudicial confinement, the book shows how personal conflicts swiftly became state-sanctioned control. This topic establishes the stakes of Packard's resistance. She was not merely contesting a diagnosis, but confronting a system designed to silence her very capacity to reason, speak, and choose. Secondly, asylums, medical authority, and the politics of sanity. Moore pulls back the curtain on the 19th-century asylum, revealing a contested space where care and custody blurred, and medical authority often went unchecked. Through Elizabeth's eyes, readers witness how diagnoses could be stretched to fit social convenience, and how institutional routines enforced conformity rather than healing. The superintendent's power becomes a character in its own right, demonstrating how professional prestige and paternalism compounded a husband's legal leverage. Elizabeth's interactions with fellow patients and staff expose the spectrum of confinement. Some women were vulnerable and ill, others were marginalized for stubbornness, spirituality, or defiance. Moore details the indignities of surveillance, the performative nature of recovery, and the peril of voicing dissent under a regime that equated docility with health. By documenting conditions and practices, the narrative interrogates who gets to define sanity and to what ends, making the asylum a microcosm of broader struggles over truth, authority, and women's autonomy. Thirdly, finding a voice. Documentation, witness, and public persuasion. Elizabeth Packard understands that freedom requires evidence. Within confinement, she begins to write, observing patterns, gathering testimonies, and chronicling abuses. Moore emphasizes the radicalism of this act, turning private suffering into public record, and shows how Elizabeth smuggled her words beyond the asylum's walls. Once free, Elizabeth transforms her notes into books, petitions, and speeches, learning to translate personal trauma into civic argument. Her rhetoric blends moral conviction with empirical detail, positioning her not as a victim alone, but as an investigator of institutional harm. Moore traces the networks that magnify Elizabeth's voice: sympathetic editors, reformers, and legislators, and explores the risk of speaking out in a culture ready to pathologize female assertiveness. By centering writing as both shield and sword, the book dramatizes how narrative can unsettle entrenched power. Elizabeth's persistent authorship models a strategy of reform: document, publish, persuade, and turn lived experience into legislative momentum. Fourthly, courtroom battles and the architecture of reform. The legal arena becomes the proving ground for Elizabeth Packard's audacity. Moore reconstructs her petitions, hearings, and public trial with cinematic immediacy, showing how truth must navigate rules of evidence shaped without women in mind. Elizabeth leverages witnesses, written records, and her own poised testimony to counter medical authority and marital prerogative. Victory in court is only the beginning. She channels personal vindication into policy change, lobbying for statutes that require due process before commitment and enhance protections for those already institutionalized. Moore details how Packard's advocacy helped catalyze reforms across multiple states, often termed Packard laws, which introduced safeguards such as jury review or judicial oversight. The narrative underscores how reform is iterative. Each legal gain exposes new gaps, demanding further activism. By laying bare the mechanics of policy change, drafting bills, swaying committees, mobilizing public sentiment, Moore turns a single woman's fight into a blueprint for systemic transformation. Lastly, enduring relevance in Moore's narrative craft, Kate Moore's storytelling fuses rigor with readability, translating archival fragments into a propulsive narrative that never loses sight of human stakes. She renders Elizabeth Packard in full dimension, devout, learned, stubborn, and brave, while resisting simplification of secondary figures. The book's pacing balances suspense with reflection, ensuring historical context never dulls emotional urgency. Beyond craft, Moore argues for the story's contemporary resonance. Debates about women's autonomy, the misuse of psychiatric labels, and the dangers of unchecked institutional power echo into the present. The text invites readers to interrogate how expertise can silence dissent and how legal systems can be weaponized against the vulnerable. By drawing parallels without anachronism, Moore positions Packard as a patron saint of whistleblowers and patient rights advocates. The result is both a riveting read and a moral provocation. To question who defines normalcy, who benefits from that definition, and how courage can alter the law of the land. In conclusion, The Woman They Could Not Silence is essential reading for lovers of narrative nonfiction, readers of legal and medical history, book clubs seeking spirited debate, and anyone interested in women's rights and institutional reform. It will resonate with advocates, clinicians, lawyers, educators, and leaders who must balance authority with empathy. Moore's account offers more than inspiration. It equips readers with a practical understanding of how testimony, documentation, and coalition building can move policy. You should buy this book because it pairs impeccable research with page-turning storytelling, illuminating a case that reshaped laws and remains urgently relevant. While other histories may survey the era, Moore anchors systemic critique in one unforgettable life, making the lessons stick. Elizabeth Packard's journey models how to confront power without losing humanity, reminding us that speaking clearly, gathering evidence, and persisting through setbacks can still change institutions and protect the next person in line. If you would like to support Kate Moore, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine Archery, better life begins in a book.